Today's midterm elections will affect more than politics and policy in Washington, D.C. and state capitals for the next few years. They also tend to have a noticeable effect on the stock market. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with David Shulman about that. Shulman is senior economist at the UCLA Anderson Forecast, where he's responsible for U.S. macroeconomics. And Mark asked him if there's a general rule for how the markets react after midterms.
Well, if you go back to 1946, after every midterm election within a year, stock prices were up, and the average was 16.7%, which is quite a gain. But if you go back to the last two midterms, 2010 and 2014, the gains weren't all that great. To be sure, stocks were up, but in 2010, stocks were up about 6% a year after the election, and in 2014, stocks were up only 3%. So the 16%, although the long-term average certainly hasn't been true during the last two midterms.
Well, what do you make of the fact that stocks tend to go up after midterms? And what do you make of the fact that maybe they haven't gone up as much as they have historically the last two cycles?
Typically, stocks will rally after a midterm because the midterm undoes a great deal of uncertainty about what investors were expecting. Going into the election, investors are uncertain. Markets do not like uncertainty. The uncertainty is resolved after the midterm, and that's why stocks tend to go up. The other reason why stocks tend to go up, at least in the first midterm, is that normally new presidents like to take their hit early, and the economy doesn't do all that well in the first 2 years, but they want to have the economy really cooking in the next 2 years, so stocks are beginning to anticipate a better economy in the second half of an administration. Now, why it didn't respond so well between 2010 and 2014, I think that's largely due to it was very unprecedented time due to the financial crisis, where we had unprecedented monetary policy, and the financial crisis changed a whole bunch of rules.
So it seems as though the markets don't necessarily care about the partisanship here in terms of which party is in the White House and which party does well or not well in the midterms. As you say, they just like knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's generally been the case. But I will caution you about this year. And what I would caution about this year, right now the market is expecting, as most of the pundits are expecting, that the Democrats will take the House of Representatives and the Republicans will hold on to the Senate. And if we get that result, I don't think we're going to get a lot of fireworks on Wednesday. If, however, we get a different result, you may get a different market. For example, if the Democrats take the Senate right now, my guess is the market might go down. And if the Republicans take the Senate, is my guess, the market might go up.
Why would those be?
Because I think the whole question is on tax and regulatory policies of the Trump administration would become under a great deal of pressure if the Democrats own both houses of Congress.
Now, I've been reading some that if the Democrats control the House after the midterms, that there are some industries where the stocks might be affected more than others based on Democrats' agenda. Is that something that we've seen in the past? Is that something that you would expect to happen after this midterm?
Well, the thing is people after elections look at the agendas, and sometimes stocks will really run on the agenda and then be disappointed. I'll give you an example. 2 years ago, a great deal of the stocks associated with a big infrastructure program had a huge rally after the election of President Trump, assuming there would be a big infrastructure program, and then lo and behold, there was no program, and then those stocks faded. My guess is, if we get the consensus result, is infrastructure stocks might rally a bit because there may be a potential deal between the Democrats in Congress and the president on an infrastructure program. And probably the pharmaceutical stocks might get hit a little bit, but I think that's already in the market in the sense that there might be more regulation with respect to drug pricing, which the president's talked about and the Democrats always talk about.
One other thing that I've seen sort of out there that I want to run past you is the notion that if Democrats win control of the House, there's a better than average chance that Washington will be in gridlock for the next 2 years with a Republican president and Senate and a Democratic Congress. And while gridlock might not be necessarily great for the country, there is a certain sense of certainty. And as we talked about earlier, markets like certainty. Is that a theory that you buy into?
Well, there's a saying on Wall Street, gridlock is good. Now, sometimes, most of the time that's true, but that's not true all of the time. Because normally, because gridlock means nothing's going to happen. But some things really have to happen this time, so it isn't clear to me that gridlock will be good. But the market, I think, initially will like gridlock.
That's David Shulman, senior economist at the UCLA Anderson Forecast. David, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much.